Scotia, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Atlantic hurricane season starts today.
We're calling for 13 to 19 named storms. Of these, 6 to 10 are forecast to become hurricanes.
The hurricane season is being called above normal, with more hurricane activity this year than last year. The season runs through November 30th. Wildfires to the north are causing health concerns in the upper Midwest.
About 22 million Americans in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, the Dakotas, Ohio, and Illinois are under air quality alerts because of the hovering smoke from the Canadian wildfires.
That's CBS's Elise Preston. Delegates at the Asia-Pacific Security Conference are wondering about China's intentions toward Taiwan.
China has said it's going to take Taiwan, if necessary, by force. The big question is America going to come and defend Taiwan?
That's the BBC's Frank Gardner covering the conference in Singapore. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The House budget bill would reform environmental permitting in Wisconsin and nationwide, potentially streamlining the process and reducing litigation. Here's Brent Pivido.
Under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, large projects with the potential to affect the environment must complete environmental assessments or impact statements. This includes all federal agencies and impacts private development projects that need federal permits. The new provision would create an expedited review process for a fee of 25% on top of the usual cost of a NEPA review. Thomas Hockman with the Foundation for American Innovation says the new rule would also shield projects from NEPA-related litigation.
There are quotes from folks like outgoing EPA General Counsel, who say 90% of the details in a NEPA review are purely there for litigation proofing the document. You can imagine if you only need 10% of the details in that environmental impact statement because you know that you are not at risk of litigation, that is almost certainly a radically faster timeline.
In court, federal agencies have an 80% success rate on appeal, and their environmental reviews are not often changed through litigation. One study of NEPA reviews shows solar energy projects face the highest litigation rate. Frequent litigation was also seen with pipelines, transmission lines, and wind energy projects. Despite shortening the process, Hockman says the reforms may also make projects subject to shifting political agendas.
If you let each administration determine what the cost is and also spend time determining what the cost should be, you can potentially see differences in treatment. So, you know, maybe a Republican administration drags their feet and puts out a really high cost for a wind project that's going through an environmental impact statement. Maybe a Democratic administration does the same for a pipeline that's going through an environmental impact statement.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Brett Pivito. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Revenge for Rhys Hoskins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Phillies wrap up their series today at Citizens Bank Park. A full recap this evening. Yesterday, the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins with a pair of three-run homers against his former team, the Phillies, leading Milwaukee to a 17-7 win in Philadelphia. The Brewers knocked the Phillies starter, Jesus Luzardo, out of the game by early in the fourth inning. Manager Pat Murphy after the win.
I mean, he's got great stuff. He's a guy that we would love to have. You know, anybody in baseball would love to have him. He's one of the great ones in the game. His stuff is tremendous. We did have a good plan against them, and, you know, we executed, and we're playing with a lot more freedom, and that freedom creates some special things, so we put it all together.
NBA, the Indiana Pacers, the team that ended the Bucks season early in the playoffs, are headed to the finals. They knocked out the Knicks 125-108 last night in Indy to take the Eastern Conference Championship 4-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny, but smoky skies overhead for today, and cool as well. Highs of the lower 60s. A southeast wind will develop this afternoon. It'll be light. Tonight, a few clouds, lower 50s. Sunshine, smoky Monday, and upper 70s. Right now, it's 48.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Now, more music of the stars with Lou Regani.
Big news! Find new lower prices at Amazon Fresh, every aisle, every day. Plus, Prime members get free delivery on your first three online orders now through June 30th. Terms apply. Click or tap the banner to shop online at Amazon Fresh.
Back we are, the music of the stars, hour two on this Sunday, June the 1st. Lou Regani, your host. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you. The hit TV series aired for 11 years from 1972. It revolved around life at a mobile army surgical hospital, which gave the show its name, MASH. Loretta Swit played the only significant female character, known as Hot Lips Houlihan.
Going in that direction, the showers.
Were you directing traffic at the time of the accident?
Behind the scenes, Loretta Swit pushed for her role to evolve from a stereotypical dumb blonde and brought depth to Major Margaret Houlihan.
He couldn't even face me, the dirty, miserable weasel.
What are you going to do?
Get a divorce, that's what.
The Major Houlihan character grew to hold her own.
To walk by this tent and hear you laughing and Noah. I'm not welcome.
The black comedy struck a chord with audiences worldwide and won numerous Emmys, including two for Swit herself.
No one could imagine. It's really a beyond success. It became a phenomenon.
And a phenomenon it was. The show smashed the TV ratings for its time.
Anyone caught with any kind of intoxicating beverage will be severely disciplined.
The collegiate magic on set extended off screen.
It was wonderful. We all worked so well together.
MASH was so popular, a record 100 million viewers tuned in to watch the finale in 1983.
I'm very, very proud to have known you.
Actor Alan Alda, who played Hawkeye, today paid tribute to his co-star.
This is Loretta Swit.
Ah, the apple tree. In the breeze that we walked among, lying in the hay, games we used to play, where the willow hung only yesterday.
Here's a tribute to her on CBS.
While she captivated audiences with her talent and strength on screen, off screen, she was equally passionate about animal welfare. Throughout her life, Loretta became a dedicated advocate for animal rights, using her fame to raise awareness about cruelty and the importance of adoption. She worked closely with organizations like the Humane Society and was known for opening her home to rescued animals, giving many a second chance at life. Her commitment to this cause was not just a hobby, but a heartfelt mission, inspiring many fans and colleagues to take action. Loretta's dual legacy as both a groundbreaking actress and a compassionate animal activist reflects a life lived with purpose, compassion, and courage.
Mel Torme.
It isn't by chance that I happen to be a boulevardier, the toast of Paris. And through all the noise and the talk and the smoke, I'm good for a laugh, a drink, or a joke. I go to a room, a party, a ball. Come sit over here, somebody will call. A drink for monsieur, a drink for us all. But how many times do I stop and recall? Are the apple trees moonlit memories? Where the hammock swung on our backs we'd lie, looking at the sky till the stars were strung only last July. When the world was young. Wherever I go, they call me by name, and that in itself is some kind of fame. I'm good for a laugh, a drink, or a game. Wherever I go, they're glad that I came. The life that I live, I like it just fine. There's music and romance and glamour and wine and beautiful girls, and some of them mine. But often my eyes see her different shine. Are the apple trees and the hive of bees where we once got stung, summers in Bordeaux rowing the bateau where the willows hung just a dream ago, when the world was young.
Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Princess
Elder. Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you had a head start. If you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, think of all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you've had a head start. If you are among the very young at heart.
Barbara Streisand from the Thornbirds. There's a clip that I remember, and it's...
Oh, I'll go to hell for it, of course, but it'll be nothing to the hell I'm planning for you.
It's yourself you'll destroy with this everlasting hatred of yours.
When Satan tempted Christ with the whole world, is it because he hated him or because he loved him?
You don't love me.
I have always loved you, so much so I would have killed you for not wanting me. But I found a better method.
No, not love. I'm the goad of your old age, that's all. A reminder of what you can no longer be.
Let me tell you something, Cardinal de Bricassa, about old age and about that god of yours. That vengeful god who ruins our bodies and leaves us with only enough wit for regret. Inside this stupid body, I am still young. I still feel. I still want. I still dream. And I still love you. Oh, God, how much.
Ella Fitzgerald.
I'm out doing the usual places, and I'm living it like young. Then I dig me this face of all faces. He's the craziest like young. He drinks coffee at Cafe Espresso. He reads Kerouac like young. He goes where all the angry young men go. Recites poetry like young. We start blowing the pad around 11, and we're homing it like now. We spin records on cloud number 7, and he's reaching me like wow. I'm all unstrung, 'cause man, he's got me feeling like young. If he were to brush me and go, I'm starting to wear my hair again like a square again. I keep getting the kookiest notion, I think maybe it's like love. I've been feeling a crazy emotion, I think maybe it's like love. Now we're riding a rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like young. Love soft as April snow. Love warm as customer. I keep getting the cookie's notion. I think maybe it's like love. I've been feeling a crazy emotion. I think maybe it's like love. Now we're riding a rainbow to Cloudsville or Wildsville. We're making it like young.
Ella Fitzgerald and Andre Previn wrote that. The lyrics are heard all too seldom. Robert Goulet next.
Young, only yesterday. Young and full of dreams. How long ago was yesterday? Million years it seems, but the sea still pounds the shore, and children play their games, and summer follows spring, and everything is still the same as when I was young. Only yesterday, and you were in my heart. Now all those dreams of yesterday must live a world apart.
Williams.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way an evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I lived by night and shunned the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about, and every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the
moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I play with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young. Yesterday.
Music of the Stars, Jack Johns, Nelson Riddle.
Songs were made to sing while we're young. Every day is spring while we're young. Can refuse. Time flies so fast, too dear to lose and too sweet to last. Though it may be just for today, share our love we must while we may. So blue the skies, all sweet surprise shines before our eyes.
kids in the bed.
Good evening, Miss Cox.
Well, they're old now. Sherwin, my lady. What's the guy? A greetings from you. What are you doing in here, you little ragamuffin? How dare you come in here at this hour of the night and frighten these people? You'll have to stay with yourself. This destiny that shapes our ends, rough-hewn though it may be. I'm sorry. Well, let's away.
I'm ready now. I'm ready.
Jack Jones, Michelle LeGrand, Scatman Crothers.
Sitting around hoping, just listen to me. I'm sure that you will agree.
Ago on graduation day, you handed me your book. I signed this way, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. We dated through high school, and when the big day came, I wrote into your book next to my name, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Then I went far away, and you found someone new. I read your letter, dear, and I wrote back to you. Roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sweet, my love, good luck, may God bless you. Is that your little girl? She looks a lot like you. Someday some boy will write in her book to roses are red, my love, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
Bobby Vinton, the music of the stars, Sereno and the Bowties. Great 45.
The kids were playing cops and robbers. I was buying lollipops for two. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. When the guys were choosing sites for baseball, I was dreaming of two eyes of blue. Senior dance. From the first sweet kiss, I knew that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Senior dance. From the
spunk for fun as schoolmates. Every day another one comes true.
The senior prom, we danced till three, and then you gave your heart to me. We'll remember always graduation day. Though we live in sorrow,
Crosby.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the whiffen poofs assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell.
Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well. Shall I wasting them of morning and the rest? We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. We're poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba-ba-ba. We'll
Of the stars. Civic Media Radio Network. Sunday mornings.
In the evening of my life, I shall look to the sunset at a moment in my life when the night is due. And the question I shall ask only you can answer. Was I brave and strong and true like you? Like you? Did I fill the world with love my whole life through? Did I fill the world with love? Did I fill the world with love? Did I fill the world with love? My whole life through.
Here today, and we will
One day a hush will fall, the footsteps of us all will echo down the hall and disappear. But as we sadly start our journeys far apart,
a part of every heart will linger here in the sacred halls of ivy, where we've lived and learned to know that through the years we'll see you in the sweet afterglow. We'll
of the Stars. Stand by for news. These are the lads, all four of them.
The New Year's Eve, we did the town. The day we tore the goalpost down.
JN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Atlantic hurricane season officially begins today. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Government forecasters expect an above-average hurricane season in 2025, with storms made more intense by El Nino's southern oscillation and warmer ocean temperatures.
The upper Midwest is feeling the impact of the Canadian wildfires. Ayanna Simbo with the Illinois Environmental Council says certain populations are especially vulnerable to the wildfire smoke.
If you have respiratory issues or if you're elderly, you probably shouldn't be outside for an extended period of time.
Another setback in ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas. CBS's MTS Taib is in Tel Aviv.
President Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff said Hamas's proposed amendments to the U.S. brokered deal had set, quote, negotiations backward.
Demands include additional U.S. guarantees on aid deliveries and the withdrawal of all Israeli forces. Israel is demanding more progress on the hostage releases. CBS News Brief.
Don Rose.